Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, you lot, you know what we're here to do. It's a mini-sode.
Or a quickie.
It's a quickie.
Ghosts of Boyfriends Past as a stories-driven mini-sode. Thank you for joining us. Tom Harris, I should go by. There's a famous author, Thomas Harris.
There's a famous author, Elizabeth Best.
There we go. It's Kismet. And
it's me. No, it's not me. There is actually, there's not, she's not super famous, but I'm starting to overtake her in some of the Google searches now that I do incognito. So I know it's not taking my browsing preferences into.
Fantastic.
But yes, she did write a book and I have yet to write a book.
Thomas Harris wrote the Red Dragon and Hannibal Lecter books. So he's quite.
Mine is famous.
Anyway, what are we here to do? Stories about love, dating, romance, marriage, divorce, gone by. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. God, it beats my little heart to have you along. Elizabeth, I'm going to open up with a little news article here, if you'll indulge me.
I shall.
Now, a Chinese startup has invented a long-distance kissing machine.
No, absolutely not. Fuck that right
now,
off.
Now, we've always tried to fix long-distance dating on this here podcast.
Sucking face with silicon is not it.
That transmits users' kiss data collected through motion sensors hidden in silicon lips, which simultaneously move when replaying kisses received. So it's MUA, M-U-A, named after the sound people commonly make when blowing a kiss. Also captures and replays sounds and warms up slightly during kissing, making the experience. So what it is, there is a visual element.
It's a germ factory.
It's a wee mouth that attaches to the bottom of your phone.
No.
And you hold the phone up to your face and you make out with the lips.
Is
and
the camera on so that if you open your eyes in the middle, you can see your weird, awkward ass face of the person that's kissing their
and
fucking phone?
And your little boo on the other side of the world has their silicon lips attached to their phone, and as you manipulate it with your mouth, thusly on the other side of the world, is this a solution to long distance?
No, because how do you know 100% that it's your person on the other end of the lips? You could be having a non-consensual digital kiss with somebody. You don't know.
If you think that people are only going to use these on their mouths,
yes.
I have a bridge to sell you because it's genitals 101 for that one. But yes, I think this is silly.
Absolutely not.
No, It's a nice touch. I think it came from COVID when everyone was locked down and the person who invented it couldn't see their person. So I understand. It's nice to the point.
Well, I mean, when there's a pandemic, maybe.
But it's we'll attach it in show notes, readers. I'll try and get photos for you.
I just feel like what happens if it learns stuff? Like, I don't want AI lips doing, I don't know.
Starts nagging you from across the world.
Telling me to
do things
or... But like seriously though, if you had the Revenge of the Nerds style like impersonating, hold on, show me.
There's a
this
photo.
This looks like I've an asthma inhaler with lips where you're normally suck. Does it not? Zane's like, no, thank you. Yes. No.
Not superb,
and
this
if,
idea.
And if they've got a different, like what if that's quite a full-lipped mouth? Like what if your partner has thin lips? This is not going to feel the same. The absolute space that there would be for someone to be like, huh, I'm going to get on your phone and pass your girlfriend. Notice how I did a guy's voice when I did that.
And a spectacular impression most men that we know. So yes, that's the MUA. Thoughts and concerns in the...
Would you, readers at home, would you use the MUA in any way, shape or form at all? ever.
I think there's a certain scientific curiosity where you would, I think I would once, and then go, this is the stupidest fucking thing.
Yeah, because does it secrete moisture or is it dry?
I think it's BYO moisture.
Yeah, I don't want to be kissing no dry silicon, and I also don't want it to be wet. Like, I want neither of those things.
Yeah, you've got to supply the moisture. It's not a romantic mishmash of two or three, four people.
No, four people, Pashes. What are you doing with your sex life, Tom?
Well, all right. Those files are redacted.
I've got one that I found on Reddit for you. I worked as a wedding decorator for 5 years, and while this is not my... Okay, I just need to say, I didn't find this on Reddit. A friend of mine sent it to me. So, yeah, Sim, I know you're listening. I'm not taking credit for your story. I realized a sentence in that I probably should give you credit. Love you. I worked as a wedding decorator for 5 years, and while this is not my own wedding, it's still pretty bad. 2 years ago, we did the decor for a really pretty ceremony, and halfway through the day, we found out that it was a surprise wedding. Basically, they were not engaged, but the bride planned the whole thing, and the groom just showed up at the golf course thinking he was playing a regular round of golf. Nope. He walked into his own wedding, saw her standing at the altar, and peaced the fuck out. As he should have. Now, I've also seen weddings where fist fights break out and we've had to call the cops. There was another one where one of the guests was smoking inside. And caused a fire, causing the entire wedding to evacuate into the raining parking lot. Those and countless glasses of wine spilled on wedding dresses. That happens a lot.
Yes, I understand that at weddings, occasionally a glass of wine will end up on a wedding dress. But
something's going to be set on fire.
Back up a bit. So this bloke, they weren't engaged.
No.
Is the line you said.
Yes.
No engagement.
No.
Rock up to golf day out.
Yep.
Into your wedding.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Even
what
in
would
the
you
most...
Of course you would turn and leave.
Even if this was like... For a previous episode, romantic Hallmark Christmas land, I would still run the fuck away from that.
Insanity. Insanity.
The amount of manipulation that has to come from someone withholding, like the fact that you feel like you have to surprise someone with a wedding is a fairly big indicator that you shouldn't be together. Like if you have to surprise them and they're not fuck yesing, that's a definite no.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to spring lifelong commitment on someone.
So yeah, this man that I'm dating will wake up this morning not married, yeah, and he will go to sleep married, and he didn't, there was no agreement, there was no, oh my god.
No,
yeah.
I know.
Insane.
Nope,
stamp
insane.
It, we need an insane
we need, that's we've got, fucked
oh, yeah,
button.
That's fucked. Oh dear. I'll try and rescue us a bit with a little cute
okay,
story.
Okay, well let's finish on the
okay.
cute one then.
So way back in 1980, I was working in South Florida. A guy I worked with was retiring soon and had purchased a vacation cabin in northern Georgia. He showed me a picture of the cabin, and posing in front was a dark-haired beauty who he identified as his daughter.
Huh.
I remarked she was very attractive. Fast forward a few weeks and he tells me that the daughter had just broken up with her boyfriend, was in the dumps, and asked if I wanted to ask her out. We went on a blind date. We went on a blind date. We're married 2 years later.
Oh, okay.
And now we have three grown children and planning where to go for our 37th anniversary.
Okay, look. It worked out in this instance.
I agree. I totally agree.
But if one of my parents went to some rando man at work and said, "Hey, my daughter's a bit sad because she got dumped. Can you date her?" I'd probably be pretty fucking mad.
You don't want the folks, you don't want your parents doing matchmaking for you.
I wouldn't mind them doing matchmaking, but not immediately after I've been dumped. What I need is not a new man to ruin my life. What I need is time,
maybe,
space and fucking therapy.
Maybe she bounced back, you know, you quickly. You never know with these things. But yes, 37 years out of one innocuous little comment.
Also, it's the 80s, so it's appropriate to be like, "Hey, your daughter's hot," when someone shows them a photo of the daughter.
Yeah, sure.
If you did that in a workplace today, you'd be written up to HR.
Yeah, the line here was, "I remarked she was very attractive," but no one's remarking.
No one's remarking, saying, in 2023. Oh, I remarked.
Yes, your daughter is very attractive.
She's a hottie.
Good. That's good fun. Thank you for joining us on this.
I feel like this has been a quite a quick quickie. Has this been a quick quickie or regular? No, it's standard. We're just talking
a standard
fast.
Quickie.
It's just a standard quickie, guys. Standard nothing quickie. To get too excited about.
But you know the drill. Pass this podcast on to someone else. Someone you know isn't listening to us, and someone you know will get something out of it. Someone
pay it
will
forward.
Benefit.
If you've learned anything from this podcast, pay it forward and teach that lesson to someone else.
But a slight plead. Please rate and review the show. That helps us more. It's just a nice thing to do, and it's just 1 minute of your whole life.
And also,
1 minute.
We're taking a break right now, so that we can find some great new guests for you. So if you've ever thought about writing in, or you know a friend who just tells you the best fucking stories over drinks, tell them to write to ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com or thatsnotcanon.com/ghostsofboyfriendspast. We've got a nice form to fill out that's super easy. Come and be a guest. We'd love to have you. Mm. We'd love to teach other people the lessons that you have taught us with your stories. Until then, rate, review, subscribe. We love you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.